I would like to thank you all for being here. I would like to thank Pastor Peter for asking me to cover this Sunday for him during his vacation. It is a blessing for me to have been asked, and it is a blessing for me to be in this pulpit with you on this Sunday morning. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our thoughts and our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The gospel according to Mark. And it is in the sixth chapter that today's gospel reading is taken. Now, the book of Mark, compared to the other three gospels, is more action-oriented. It is faster-paced. In the gospel according to Matthew, Matthew emphasized what Jesus said. In the book of Mark, emphasis was put on what Jesus did. And when we look at chapter 6 of the book of Mark, it details 56 verses of action-oriented and faster-paced narrative. For instance, chapter 6, verse 7, Jesus commissions out the disciples two by two to minister and to preach the importance of repentance. They also drove out many demons and healed a number of the sick. Verse 14 begins the story of the beheading of John the Baptist. Chapter 6, verse 30, as Rich read earlier, is the beginning of the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Clearly, there is a lot happening in the sixth chapter of Mark's gospel that actually details the account of what was seen and what followers of Jesus actually saw him do. Now, to give a little more context of what took place that day, let's look at the Sea of Galilee. Okay, we've got the map up. The Sea of Galilee, also known as Gennesaret, the Sea of Tiberias, and Kinneret, which means violin in Hebrew for its shape. The Sea of Galilee is about 70 miles north of Jerusalem and about 27 miles east of the Mediterranean Sea. It is a freshwater lake 8 miles wide by 12 miles long and 150 feet deep at its deepest point. It also lies 700 feet below sea level, making it the lowest lying sea level for any freshwater body of water in the world. So we can see the east coast of Galilee, right where Baya's cursor's kind of was kind of circling around there on the map. That is the location that is believed to be the place where the feeding of the 5,000 took place. Today's scripture reading was taken from Mark. As I mentioned earlier, it was the beginning of the story detailing the feeding of the 5,000. And today's scripture reading ended with Mark chapter 6, verse 53 to 56, which is the conclusion of the story of Jesus walking on the water. So by the time our scripture reading today starts, they're on the east coast of the Sea of Galilee. And by the time they finish, they will have ended up on the west coast in Gennesaret. So again, they start off in the east coast. Jesus tells the apostles to get in the boat, and they're going for Bethsaida. But because of the stormy water and whatever transpired them, the boat was misdirected, and they ended up in Gennesaret. So we're going to kind of change gears here. I'm going to throw out a name that's familiar probably to most. The name is Sir Charles Spencer Chaplin. Born April 16th, 1889. Deceased December 25th, Christmas Day of 1977. This is what Wikipedia says of Charlie Chaplin. Was an English comic actor, filmmaker, and composer who rose to fame in the era of silent film. Is considered one of the most important figures in the history of the film industry. His career spanned from 1899 to a year before his death in 1977. Now, this is what Wikipedia says about silent film. A silent film is a film with no recorded sound. Silent films convey narrative and visual emotion. For example, a smile, a sad face, confusion, humor. And it also conveys various plot elements. For instance, a setting and or an era of time. Now, for me personally, when I think of motion picture pioneers like Charlie Chaplin, Norma Shearer, they sure had their work cut out for them. Because when you consider modern day technological advances in the video and audio technology field, you look back to the silent film era, one is able to realize that it took a great deal of talent and the highest form of artistry to silently communicate just what was trying to be communicated. Now let's rewind back to the moments before Jesus fed the 5,000. One thing is certain, Jesus and the apostles were in the presence, at the very least, of 5,000 men. That's what the text refers to today. 5,000 men. That's not counting women and children. So there could easily have had been 10,000 people in the presence of our Lord that day. If what transpired that day on the east coast of the Sea of Galilee and the feeding of the 5,000, what if that had been a silent movie? I think that it would have been easy to see, without a doubt, that Jesus, based only on his physical actions, would have been seen as a miracle worker. No audio required. Satisfying the hunger of what may have been over 10,000 people. We know it was at least 5,000 men. But he satisfied everyone with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Jesus was seen walking on the water of the Sea of Galilee. Again, no sound required. Throughout the Gospels, there is account after account describing the miracles that the people of the day were able to see. They were able to see our Lord and Savior perform these miracles, raising the dead, healing the sick, by merely touching his cloak. No audio required. So here we are in 2021. The Sea of Galilee, well, it's on the other side of the world. A world where Jesus Christ no longer walks as he once did. A world that is closing in on its second year of a global pandemic. A world where there still exists racism, food insecurity, and injustice. Now that's one bleak picture, isn't it? And where would Jesus fit in to all of that? Let me ask you another question. What would your silent movie look like? Based solely on your actions, would one be able to see and determine if you were happy, if you were cold, if you were a Christian? I ask myself the same question. What would you see in my silent movie? For the non-believer that is skeptical about Christianity and that is on the fence when it comes to faith, that's when we have to play our absolute best role. I've heard my dad say, people need to see Jesus in your life. People need to see Jesus in our lives. Jesus demonstrated great compassion during his time on the Sea of Galilee. And yes, you and I may not be able to feed 5,000. We definitely cannot walk on water. But for you and for I, bold humility bold compassion have to be front and center. We must be bold so that others might see our humility. Presented boldly, we must be bold so others may see our compassion, so that others might see Jesus in our lives. No audio required. Amen.